This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. Denver will remain under a curfew today from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., and the mayor has requested National Guard assistance, CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
City officials on Saturday braced for another few days of rioting and protests over the death of a Black Minneapolis man in police custody last week. Denver police have arrested dozens of people and confiscated weapons, including assault rifles. Several dozen public and private buildings downtown have been defaced and damaged, including the library, the State Supreme Court building, and City Hall, which lost 90 windows overnight on Friday. Governor Jared Polis deployed the National Guard, which will help free Denver police to monitor the continuing protests and enforce the curfew. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
People again clashed with police in Denver last night despite the coronavirus and Denver's curfew. The cops cleared most people from the streets within a couple hours of curfew. And earlier in the day, peaceful demonstrations took place. Taryn Watkins says the pandemic has pushed people to a breaking point.
People are at home, and now they're at home and angry, so they're going to leave their home angry. In every city across this country, they're shooting at everybody now. So it's a breaking point, and people aren't going to stop.
Watkins carried a sign that said, "I'm black, am I next?" Saturday was the third day of protests over the death of George Floyd. A warm day for Denver, highs near 90. You're listening to CPR News.